Welcome. Welcome one and all. This is a special day. This is the beginning of our new congregational year. It's our back together day, like back to school. So welcome. It is also the day we are celebrating with two special rituals. We will soon be celebrating our water ceremony. This is a ritual celebrated by Unitarian Universalists all over the country at this time of year. Together, we will create our own holy water by combining all the waters we have brought and pouring them into one vessel. By the way, please don't worry if you haven't brought water. We have plenty to share. And we will also save some of the water we will create today so that we can use them for child dedications and other rituals of the community. Today is also the day of the blessing of the backpacks. This is a chance for us to especially bless young people who are going back to school at this time, and also everyone who is in need of a blessing. Later in the service, you will all have a chance to receive a little bit of the water ceremony water. Much of it was collected in the first service, and we will add to it during the blessing of the backpacks. You will have a chance to receive a little bit of that. But my friends, this is a really odd day to be celebrating the water ceremony, it seems to me. So many of us have on our hearts what's going on with Hurricane Irma. Many of us have people we love who are even now in harm's way. And so I just want to take a moment and invite you to send out some love to all the people in the path of the storm. It's a day that reminds us that water has many meanings and does many things. I also ask you to send your hearts to all those folks who continue to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey and will be dealing with that for a very long time. And it strikes me today that we know that water is not always safe. We just know that. But we also know that we can't live without it. We need water to drink, to clean. We need it to be a home for all the creatures of the ocean and the lakes and the rivers. We cannot live without water. Our own bodies are more than half water, this we know. But here we are in this moment where water feels dangerous for some of us. In fact, the world feels kind of dangerous. And so I feel like today we need a reminder that community does keep us strong, no matter what's going on, and that we will get through whatever there is to be gotten through. We will do that with that strength of community and with the spirit of love that lives in our hearts. I've been thinking a lot these last few days about a very beautiful text in the Jewish scriptures. There's a passage from the Song of Songs that says, "Many waters cannot quench love. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it." We know that this is true. And what those words mean, especially today, I think, is that though the world may feel dangerous, there really is nothing that can destroy that spirit of love within us. There is nothing that can destroy that spirit. And with that spirit of love, we can do anything. We know this because we've lived it. Did you know that last week, when we put out the call for hurricane relief, we put out the call for this congregation to donate, to give as they were able? You all came forward and gave over $5,000 in a day. Did you know that? You did. You did that. That was you. And I think it's just wonderful. You just embodied that spirit of love, which is what we need. I was talking with our religious educator, Austin Peterson, this week, and she reminded me of some very wise words from another of our teachers, the great Mr. Rogers. Perhaps you remember that he says, when scary things are happening, he says, "Look for the helpers, because you will always find people who are helping." So we're doing our best to help, right? And we know that so many other people are as well. I think about, wasn't it inspiring to Watch what was happening in Houston, what happened with all the people who came out and brought their boats. Some of them put their boats onto a trailer and drove for hundreds of miles to help people that they had never met, just because they knew that people were in trouble and needed some help. That is the spirit of love, and it leads us to just help and help and help. And this is why we know that many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it.